You're listening to episode 287 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of She's Building Her Empire. So today I have on the show my friend and mastermind buddy, Lori Harder. So Lori wrote this book recently called A Tribe Called Bliss, and I was able to actually go to her book launch party in LA back in May. And the book was just something that gave me a lot of ahas. And it was, at first I wasn't sure if I really needed it because I'm involved in masterminds and I have, you know, a tribe of women that I'm a part of. But I couldn't believe how much I learned. And we're going to dive into some just really good stuff, including these seven agreements she says that every tribe should have together. So you are in for a treat. If you don't know who Lori Harder is, you are going to quickly fall in love with her. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hey there, you guys, and welcome. I'm so excited to have Lori Harder here today. Lori, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you on.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my goodness. Yes. And I finally wrapped up A Tribe Called Bliss. I was so excited that I got to go to your book event that you had back in, when was that? I don't even know when you launched. Was it?
Oh my God. May.
May. I know. Okay. It's flying. Oh my goodness. So I've been sitting on this book since May. Finally, I'm like, I need to read this book. And I'm so bummed that I even waited to read it because it was so incredible. So if you guys have not already purchased A Tribe Called Bliss, or if you were like me and you had it, but you weren't reading it, you need to go read it. It's that good. So
I do that all the time.
Yeah, with books. Isn't that horrible? I'm like, I have a million books sitting here, and that's probably why, because I love books so much. But I, you know, even knowing you from the mastermind we're in, I loved how much more I got to know you through your book. So that was really kind of cool to be able to go deeper and get to know, you know, the Lori from a few years ago or decades ago. So I would love to kind of have you just share a little bit of your story, your journey, how you have gotten here and what made you write the book.
Oh man. Well, I mean, I'm going to try to make this as short as possible, but I'm from a really small town in Upper Michigan. And I think what people see now is, you know, it's like I'm an entrepreneur. I'm living in Los Angeles. I had this fitness career. Now I'm doing speaking and events, and it couldn't be further from where I started. And I really believe it's because of where I started. So I'm really grateful for having such an opposite beginning of where I'm at, because I really believe that is how I've been able to understand people. So getting so grateful for perspective, which is something that I feel that's what I do in everything that I do now. So from a really small town in Upper Michigan, I came from a really strict religious upbringing. And I was also homeschooled through high school. So I lived a really isolated life as far as, did I see people? Yes, I saw people, but I didn't have a lot of friends to choose from because there were only a couple girls in my church growing up. I wasn't allowed to associate with people outside of my religion. And it was a small town, so I really lived in a small bubble. And I also had a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, because this is what was in my circle. It was in my, you know, all my mom's sisters felt this way. My mom had massive anxiety, had panic attacks. And so as soon as I realized what was happening to her, that started happening with me. It's funny how our brains can do that. It's like, oh my God, what's happening to my mom? And then it was like, oh my God, I'm having a panic attack. So, I knew in my teenage years, my family also struggled with weight, and that, you know, then made me believe that I would struggle with my weight my whole life, because I heard that it was the fact that we had bad genetics. And I say fact because it truly felt like a fact when I was younger. It was said factually, it was believed, it was just, this is who we are. We gain weight, we struggle with food. So in my teenage years, I remember thinking, this is not, there's got to be a way that this is not going to be, you know, my future. Because I just saw a lot of struggle and a lot of depression, not only with weight, but with just you know, like I said, anxiety and financially, and I was absolutely set out to figure out different ways of living. And I had a couple aha moments in my life that really shifted gears for me. And one of them was I met a girl who was outside of my, she was in my religion, but outside of my congregation. She was from a little bit, place more near a bigger city, and her family had a totally different perspective on, you know, just health and wellness and finance and all of these different things. So I went and stayed at her house for a week. And it was when I went and stayed at her house that I realized, oh my God, people don't eat, you know, three platefuls of food, and you don't snack all night long. And these people like just eat three meals a day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're totally cool with making money. Like they think it's a great thing. They want to send some of their kids to college. That was actually not really heard of where I was from. Like it was kind of like frowned upon to send your kids to school afterward because it was about the religion, like just making sure that you, you know, went door to door and really committed your life to the religion. So it was like this eye-opening moment of, wait, you come from kind of the same idea, but you're totally opposite.
Yeah.
And just watching that unfold in front of me just shifted huge for me. And also, I was a really avid reader of fitness magazines. I would beg my mom to go get me fitness magazines at every opportunity. And I was like, okay, so according to this, this woman on the cover does not eat anything like we eat, and she does all of these activities. And if this is our genetics, then wouldn't it be that she's able to eat all that we're eating? Or, you know what I mean? I could see the shift in the different habits and patterns. So to me, I thought, okay, well, if I do this, I could get these results. Why not? So I really started going in that direction. But man, let me tell you, everything that I teach on was built in the times of changing my habits and patterns, because it probably took me, you know, a good 10 years of figuring it out. And trying to change your habits and patterns while still in the environment that enforces the old bad habits,
yeah, I was
just about impossible. It's just, I mean, I'm going to be honest, like I so feel for people who can't quite change the environment in the way that they want. But I will tell you that I changed it as much as I could while I was there. And part of that was painful because it meant—
Did you have to like secretly live this other life because you didn't want people to see you doing these new habits because you were different than them? Like what was that like?
Oh my goodness. I mean, to an extent I did. Some parts of it were out in the open. Like I would tell my parents or my sister or whatever that, you know, I really want to do this, or I can't eat that way anymore. Can you support me in this? And they didn't understand it because mm-hmm. it was just, you know, it completely, that's just the way that everything was. It's just how it was. And while they would try to be supportive, I think people who aren't in that same frame of mind or who don't believe it's possible, you can only be supportive to an extent until you have to get back to your identity of believing that you can't. So it's kind of like if I could, it would mean that they could. So they almost kept self, like they would sabotage themselves and also sabotage me. Not on purpose, but just, mm-hmm. oh, you want to eat healthy, but we're ordering pizza again. Okay. Yeah, I know you want to eat healthy, but why can't you just have this? It's not going to kill you. That was the story of my life. Why can't you just have this? It's not going to kill you. And it was like, okay, well, we do this every day though. Like this is a cycle. So to an extent there were times, and what I did was unfortunately, but fortunately it was the only way for me was to kind of pull away. Mm-hmm. So even as a teenager, you know, they would all be eating dinner every night and eating pizza in front of the TV or whatever it was. And I would go for a walk or be like, you know, I'm going to have a salad and go for a walk or whatever that looks like. So it was not super easy, and it wasn't really, they didn't really love it, but I was so depressed that I knew that I had to like stop the bleeding. Like that's how it felt. It was like, I have a choice here. I can either go down this path or I can decide to have a different life. And that was super painful. And I know that that's where so many people are right now. That's mm-hmm. why it's such an important thing to talk about. And I know that most people want a different answer than that, but there isn't a different answer.
Yeah.
You know, I was having this moment. Go ahead. Oh,
yeah. So, and sometimes, you know, it's that difficult answer. They don't want to hear it because they go, I'm probably in the wrong tribe. I'm probably in the wrong environment, because as you're describing this, I'm sure somebody is saying, this is me. You know, how can I do these new habits, implement new ideas, and just have a different lifestyle when I'm still stuck in the old lifestyle with what I want to get away from?
Oh, man. And it's, you know what? It is the hardest thing in the world, I will say for sure. But it is the most rewarding thing that you will ever do. And the reason that it's so hard is because all of the joy that you associate right now is connected to that old life, and it's connected to those people. And when you think of changing, you don't yet understand the joy and reward and the purpose and who you are on the other side and what that will feel like. So what happens is when we think of changing, all we think of is the pain. So why on earth would we start changing when we think, oh, this person is going to be disappointed in me. They're going to say this about me. I'm going to have to, you know, skip these different things on the weekends. I'm going to have to eat healthy. That sounds miserable. So you have to start, number one, by starting to do different things that are outside of the things that don't bring you long-term happiness. You have to start doing small things that bring in either healthy rewards or mental rewards or whatever that looks like every single day. So whether that's a class, or whether that's going to coffee with a friend who doesn't have the same beliefs, or whether that's, you know, something where you're learning or something where you're getting outside, something that has a positive reward on the other side.
Yeah.
So that you can start to imagine your life in a different way. And if you don't have these times, like for me, what I did was I would go for walks, and I would go rollerblading, and I would go for bike rides, and I would listen to like great music, and I would start envisioning a different life. And I would reinforce that vision so much that it started becoming really real to me. And it made it a little bit easier to make smaller choices that were challenging. So that's just one of the steps.
Yeah. I love that.
But that's something you have to do. And also, of course, start, creating a new tribe.
Yeah. Well, and we're going to dive all into that, but I love how you said just that little reward. And for me, even today, I have a pretty open schedule, and it can get really easy for me just to dive into work and just to sit at my computer. And I had to take a break and go for a walk and listen to a podcast. And the way that I came back and the energy that I had coming back into just the second part of my workday, it is incredible. And that, you know, listening to a podcast can be part of your tribe. So I love hearing you say that. But yeah, so tell us more about, because I know you have the Bliss Project and a tribe called Bliss is the book. Can you kind of explain your passion and the reason behind the why of this book?
The reason behind the book is exactly that, is the only way that you're going to get to the life that you can visualize, get to the life that you believe is on the other side of where you're at now, or get to your goals, anything like that is through your environment. And your environment consists majority of your environment consists of the people who surround you, and that's your tribe. So, you know, your tribe are, it's not just your friends or your family. These people are your reinforcers. So literally whatever, the people that are around you the most are literally reinforcing in you whatever habit or belief they have. So you're becoming them and they're becoming you. Like, we all just rub off on each other. So if you're around a bunch of people who don't believe it's possible to do what you want to do, or don't believe it's normal to be happy, or whatever that is that you're trying to transcend, there is no way to break that belief if that's what you are around the most and that's what you're listening to. So that's why I'm so passionate about making sure that you are learning how to start getting the tribe that you need into your life so that you can transcend into this new place in your life. Otherwise, they're going to pull you back into your old beliefs and patterns. So for me, the main question is just, how do you get to where you want to go? And how did you get this awesome group of friends? Or I hear a lot, oh, it's easy for you. You have these incredible people in your life. And I'm like, oh my God, I was this girl like in this tiny town with no friends. And I had to put so much work into figuring out how to do it. There's so much outreach. You have to figure out what to say. You have to figure out what you want to say. You have to figure out how to become the person who, you know, these people that you want to be around would want to be around. And that's right. A whole journey in and of itself.
It feels a little like dating, right? You need to be this amazing person that people want to actually date, and you've got to figure out these strategies and what to say and how to do it, because it's just as important, you know, just as we take it as serious, you know, having a spouse, a significant other, you know, a tribe is just as important to have that positive influence around you. So I love that you've written a book all about just how to do this, because you came from Upper Michigan to LA. So what was that like for you to go into a completely different area? Did you know people already? Were you trying to find friends when you got there? How was that?
So I went, you know, we moved a lot actually. So, and I moved before I met Chris too. So it was Upper Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, but then all over that. So I had like 9 moves before I moved to LA. And I will tell you, I didn't have friends in any of those cities. So I kind of became like an expert figuring out how to do it. But when I came to LA, I will tell you, it was just like moving to another country. I mean, they even spoke a different language. Yes, I was hearing English, but I wasn't understanding what was coming out of their mouths. I was like, wait, what are they even saying? Mm-hmm. Like new words I'd never heard. Like they were doing different classes that I didn't even know existed. They were drinking different juices. Then I was like, no, like you have no idea. I was like, from Wisconsin to LA is definitely a different country. So, yeah. First of all, I had to change my perspective, because that is always the number one thing that is stopping us from making any friends or the friends that we want. Because what happens is when I moved to LA, I had the lenses on that women were flaky, or that we didn't understand each other, or that we wouldn't have anything in common. And, you know, or maybe your lenses are you're not enough, or maybe you're too much for people, or whatever those lenses are, they're the things that are stopping you. So you have to first take those off completely and be open, like completely open, even to that girl that you're like, oh, there is no way her and I are connecting. Like, what if you just went into it as if this person has something to teach you, even if it's how you don't want to be? Like there is always something that this person can teach you. And I started to find that when I started to walk into situations or classes or anything more open, as if, what does this person have to teach me? And I asked questions that were a lot more open-ended. I started to learn that the people that I thought were for me, yes, they're still for me, but I wasn't learning as much as the people who I thought were not for me were bringing into my life. And it was like this amazing, just like eye-opening contrast of what these people could bring into my life. So I started really taking off the lenses and looking honestly at what's stopping me from connecting with people. And it's always me. And honestly, if someone is listening to this podcast and they're saying, well, I don't think it's me, it's the other people. It's not. It's you.
Yeah.
It's always, always you.
All right, real quick, I want to take a moment and let you know about a new boot camp that we've got going on. So starting October 29th, we're kicking off the Focused Formula Boot Camp. It's going to be 30 days, you and me together getting super hyper-focused on finishing the year strong. We're breaking down email, getting it down to zero, yes, zero, your calendar management, project management systems, everything you need to do to get organized, because 2019 is going to be here before you know it. And if you want to make sure you're ready to get the year started right, you're going to want to do this, okay? Go to bit.ly/focusedformulabootcamp to get all of the details. And as soon as you sign up, you're going to already get access to some of the bonus videos and workbooks before we actually get started. All right, get a jump start now by going to bit.ly/focusedformulabootcamp.
So when you start being open, it's really crazy how the universe just provides as well. Of course, there's a lot of work that you still have to do, which I talk about in the book. I literally go step by step on exactly what you can do. I even provide some scripts that you can see so you can get an idea. You know, and some people don't like scripts, and I'm like, okay, the script is only there so you can get an idea of how to form your own,
right.
Or, you know, read it and say, okay, I get it. Like I can see what she was doing here, or I'm going to use this exact script until I can make it my own.
Right.
And that was really huge for me, because I had an epiphany moment of, you know, before I did sales, I had no idea how to sell people or close them. And that's really what we're doing in relationships, is doing this like soft sell, getting them interested in closing them on whatever it is, a date, a workout date, you know, a connection, a lunch, an idea. So before I did sales, like I said, no clue. And so they gave us sales scripts of, this is the flow, this is what it looks like, this is where you connect emotionally, this is how you don't pigeonhole them or you give them an out, but you also give them something to, you know, say yes or no to. So I think so many women are like, oh, that was great, she was so nice, I wish I could have, you know, connected with her more. Okay, right. Well, why didn't you offer something, you know, close that person? Mm-hmm. So that's really what the scripts are about, is just so you can see the flow and where it's important to connect and then where it's important to place an offer.
Yeah. Well, and one thing somebody had told me when I go to an event, and just like you said, oh, I wish I would have connected more with her, or I wish I would have exchanged numbers. You know, while you're there, while you're in person, even asking them to, you know, have a virtual chat next week or get it on the calendar or just take that next step, because they're probably just as nervous as you are and they want to connect if you're on the same page, for sure.
Yes, I love that. And you know what? If you're worried about it coming off as weird or, you know, aggressive, whatever you're worried about, it's like, if you do it in a soft enough way and you give them an out, it yes. doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they think you're a weirdo. It doesn't matter if, you know, someone says no to you. I will tell you, if you do that enough, you are going to find the most incredible tribe that you can't imagine your life without afterward. It's mind blowing what happens when you just put yourself out there.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you too, what types of tribes are you a part of, or what does that look like for you? Do you have an accountability partner? Do you have like a mastermind that you meet with, like peer to peer? I know you're obviously in Lewis Howe's mastermind with me, so you have a paid one, but like, what does all of that look like for you?
So I have that one, which I love because it's more accountability to business. Which is great because I also need that, where I can be accountable in front of a group to saying my goals and then trying to meet them. So that one's awesome for me. I really love that. But I also love that one just because it really gets me around big thinkers in a room of a lot of people who I typically wouldn't necessarily pick to be in my tribe. So that's so awesome because, again, some of the biggest rewards and surprises come from the people you wouldn't necessarily be most comfortable around or who you think. So that's really awesome for me for that one. I have another mastermind of just two other women. So it's the three of us. We meet every other week. We have for the past 4 years. It's actually the women I write about in the book. Yes. And that's everything. Okay. That's business. That's emotional. That's relationships. That's an hour to just say, where are you at? They might know more about, like, I might talk more about more things to them than sometimes I do to my husband, just like a broader range of things. They're just like the diehards, like they are my ride or dies. So I have that. And then I actually have another mastermind that I'm a part of, that's more of like a traveling mastermind. So if I want to life adventures, which is really cool because life adventures that I wouldn't typically find myself to be a part of. So as you can tell, I need a lot of accountability to get out of my shell because I'm telling you, I don't care how far out of my shell I go. And if people are like, holy crap, you've done like some crazy things, spoken in front of this many people, whatever. I swear to you, I have some weird thing and I know it's a secret gift, but it's like where a week later I'll be scared again. I'll be like, oh my God, I'm scared to travel, or I don't want to speak in front of all those people. I'm nervous. Like just recently I like looked up to the sky and I was like, okay, God, like I could totally do without like all of these nerves that always come back. So can we get rid of them? Like, I feel like I could really serve at a much higher level. And immediately I got this download and it was like, you would not be able to connect with people and you wouldn't know what to teach if you didn't have this. So I was like, oh, son of a. So it's a gift, but it's also like my Achilles heel, but it's why I need accountability and why I have so many masterminds. And then I also just, you know, my podcast forces me to connect with people that I wouldn't typically connect with. And I also try to just, get out and connect with women maybe once a week or once every other week on like a coffee or lunch date to try to keep growing my network, because I'm not going to grow without bringing new ideas into my life. Mm-hmm. So when I'm really in a phase of growth, I'm really trying to bring in new people.
Yeah. Well, and I love what you said about when somebody else chooses the people and you necessarily, you don't maybe know them. Some of the times it can be the best surprise, or you meet somebody that you just completely connect with and it's a great relationship. And I never thought about it that way, but that's such a good point. So sometimes we have these peer lad where we're picking, but sometimes, you know, they're all great. You just got to keep doing and finding what works for you.
Yes. And that is huge. Why I love those masterminds is because it's yes. totally like the best surprises.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Now I want to, in the book, you have these 7 agreements to have with your tribe and they're all phenomenal. We could talk about each one for an hour, but I want to pick one of them specifically where I actually had this breakthrough at your book launch party and it was about gossiping. This was one of the rules. So I'm going to quickly say the 7, but then I'm going to go into 3, which is no gossip. So 1 is always be your own guru. 2 is release expectations. 3 is no gossip. 4, don't take it personal. 5 is fierce boundaries. 6, be authentic. And 7 is F yourself and everyone else, which it's not what you think. I'm going to say that. But so good. But one of the things with the no gossip was I was really struggling. And I even said to one of my team members, I need you to hold me accountable because I feel like I keep gossiping to you. And what I realized coming to your event was I was just venting a situation that I was frustrated about with her. And I don't, you know, when you explain what gossip was and are you having these bad intentions? Are you maliciously trying to say something negative about somebody or are you trying to work through a problem? Are you trying to work through whatever the situation is? So I realize now there's a big difference between gossiping and, you know, working through something. And you had mentioned too, who should you be doing that with? And it might not always be Chris, your husband. He may not want to hear that. And that was a big takeaway for me too, because sometimes I just keep venting to my husband and he's not the right person to vent to in certain situations. So can we chat about gossip just a little bit and then we'll kind of wrap everything up?
Oh, I love, love, love that you said that because I have had those guilt feelings as well. And I think that as soon as you can name it as good gossip, bad gossip, good gossip or, you know, malicious gossip,
yeah.
Which malicious was, like you said, it's really, you know, when you're doing it, you are mm-hmm. actually trying to change the opinion of the person that you're gossiping to. You're trying to make them look down on that person or not like that person. You know it inside of you. It's an actual feeling. Where when you know that as well, when you go into the good kind of gossip, you also come from a different place. When you say, okay, let me clear out trying to sway this other person's opinion and let me actually just get through and try to find a place of peace with this person. Like when your intention is to solve the issue, let go, forgive, or find peace, you really talk about it and come at it with completely different eyes. Mm-hmm. And I do believe it gets solved a bit quicker. But like you said, like with my husband, he would just say something like, oh God, can't you just let that go? Or, oh my God, you know, maybe say something that doesn't help me move through it. Where when I talk to another woman, or someone who's been in a similar situation, whether that's a man or a woman, you know, who can actually just hold space for you and maybe challenge you to look at it a new way, especially when you share the intention first. And that's most important. So when I'm about to do the good kind of gossip and work through a situation, I say, okay, here's what I'm dealing with. My intention for this is to either, you know, in the next week or by the end of this conversation or in the next 2 weeks to be able to forgive or let go or find peace, whatever this looks like. Or block them and not talk to them anymore, right. But do it in a peaceful way with the intention of letting them go and letting it be. So that's a completely different energy. And I'll tell you that you feel better when you're done. You can move through faster. You have so much more clarity. You don't feel like you have all of these energetic cords attached to everything. Sometimes when we do it in a way that didn't feel good or icky or like you need a shower afterward, it's like you still have all of your energy floating around like in this conversation or connected to this person and you feel weaker. Mm-hmm. So it's really with the idea to get all of your energy back, feel better, send that person love, and resolve the issue.
Yeah, I love that. And one of the things too that I started to do was after I say something, I always think if that person heard the exact, you know, if I was being recorded and they heard exactly what I said, would I feel good about it or would I have that icky, you know, regrets and just kind of be mad at myself for saying that? So that's another way I kind of look at what am I putting out there? So I think it's so important that you brought that up when you're talking about building your tribe and, you know, having these relationships with the other women. You want to set the expectations and make sure they're all on the same page and that it's this positive environment. We talked about it already. Your environment is so important. And as you create it, you really want to create those boundaries and those standards. And I just love that you brought all of this up.
Oh, thank you. And I will say the reason for the agreements is also, you know, I wanted to write this book because I also wanted something to blame, like when we get off track. You know, sometimes we have these amazing friends, and I know I've gotten off track plenty of times. And it's like, you know, in my mastermind where maybe, you know, we go down the road of gossiping or maybe we go down the road of fear or whatever that looks like. And it's kind of like we bring each other back by saying, okay, so I love you, but we have these agreements in order to keep all of us happy and moving forward. So kind of like having the book or the agreements to blame and say, this is what we agreed on. Because otherwise what happens is we just tend to go back to our old ways. We're all guilty because we're all human. So it's really there for us. And that's why I really decided to just put them on paper. Like what makes us fall apart? Because I don't want that for women. We get these amazing relationships, but sooner or later we end up kind of self-destructing. So I was like, how can we stop ourselves from self-destructing again?
Mm-hmm. I just think it's good too, going into something like this, to have those agreements and just, you know, talk through what you want out of it. What's the vision and what are those expectations? So by listing those all out, it's definitely a conversation that you should have with your tribe when you're setting up something like this. So I love that you put that in there. But you guys, you've got to go check out her book. There is so much good stuff in there. We could talk about this for hours and hours. And we went through one of these 7 agreements. So you're going to want to make sure you get the other 6. But Lori, before we go, where can everybody find your book, find you on social media, all the good stuff? And then I would love for you just to share like one last takeaway before we head out.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. This was so much fun. It flies by. Oh my God. You can find the book on Amazon, or you can go straight to atribecalledbliss.com. And then the last thing was a takeaway. Let's see. You know, I really believe that even if you're listening to this right now and you're like, I think I'm good. I don't think I need any more friends, or I don't think that I, you know, really need a tribe or more women friends, or women freak me out. I think the book will surprise you and it will remind you of the way that we are meant to be and how we were created to be. So whether you think you're at 100%, I believe you can go to 200%. Mm-hmm. And it's really surprising because I was that girl.
Yeah. Well, and I think my biggest takeaway too was seeing how many people bought the book, resonated with the book, were excited about it, like creating tribes. And it kind of just made me feel good knowing, okay, I'm not the only person trying to figure this out or trying to, you know, especially coming from, I still live, you know, in a place very close to my hometown. I have a lot of friends still from high school. And as I'm, you know, expanding my business and want to find other people that have businesses that are very like-minded, you know, sometimes we're trying to find different friends to fill certain areas of our life. And as that's happening, it's so great to see, okay, there's a lot of other people are doing the same thing. So don't be nervous to bring this up or invite somebody or ask somebody, because they're going to go, oh, I've been looking for somebody like you. I've been looking for a group like this. So I think you'll get so many people to be so much more surprised than you think. So that was my biggest aha from your book for sure.
Oh, I love that. Yes. No one person can be everything for you. We are so multifaceted.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Lori, thank you so much for being here. I could talk to you forever. You guys, make sure to go check out A Tribe Called Bliss. You will not regret reading it. And it was such a quick read. I think I read it just over a weekend or something. It was so, so good. So again, thanks for being here, Lori.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.